This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. What a blessing it is to have you join us today. It's also great to have Dr. Randall back in the studio with us to review for us from Chapter 4 of Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill. If you've missed any part, you can go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and you can navigate through all of the programs to hear any of them. And speaking of his new book, you can get your own copy by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Let me encourage you to pick up one today. We're going to change gears a little today so Dr. Randall can take us back through the key points of this chapter we've been in the last few weeks and highlight the importance of what we need to do to get past this difficult issue we all seem to go through at some level. We also have a very special part of the program that I know will bless you in a very big way. Dr. Randall, this is going to be a great program today, and you have a lot of ground to cover, so I'm going to turn over the mic to you right now.
Welcome to The Invisible War. We're so glad you've chosen to join us today as we study the eternal things of God. The Bible says that the eternal things are the things which we do not see, the invisible. And as we have said on the program, we gladly state again is that this invisible world all around us affects everything that we do see. So often neglected is this study of spiritual warfare, but so desperately needed for our families, for our children, for our churches, for our own freedom in Christ. Now, this program is dedicated for the purpose of presenting the Word of God in such a way that it is more easily received so that we might walk in the freedom of Christ, so that you might know the freedom that Christ bought for you at Calvary. There's nothing like it. You can't substitute. There is no other substitute like the freedom that Christ bought for us at Calvary. Now, it is possible to be saved and not to be free. It is possible to be born again and still remain in bondage. We know folks in our families. You know folks in ministry that have forsaken and lost their ministry because of sin and bondage. The Lord wants us to be free, to walk in the victory that He bought for us at Calvary, when He conquered Satan and his demons, when He conquered sin and death and freed us from what the Bible calls the law of sin and death. He comes to set us free. It was for freedom He came to set us free. That's why He came. In Christ, you and I have the legal right to be free, to walk in the freedom of Christ. Now, what does that look like? What does freedom look like? Does it look like some strange weirdo that is unfit for earth? No, no, no. No, no, no. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Freedom in Christ looks like Jesus. It looks like Him. It looks like life. It looks like peace. It looks like the fruit of the Spirit being manifested in and through our lives. Real love, real joy, real peace, real patience, kindness, meekness, self-control, real, not the substitute, not the fake, not the counterfeit, but the genuine Jesus. Not the religious Jesus that continues to condemn if we don't perform correctly. That if we don't do this or that, or if we don't attend this or attend that, or if we don't give this or give that, or if we don't behave correctly, that's the false Jesus. The real Jesus comes to set us free. Free from what? Free from those, as the Bible calls it, the besetting sins. Well, you know what your sins are. I know what mine are. We all have them. What entangles me may not entangle you. What trips you up may not trip me up, but we all have them. And yes, you know what they are, and I know what mine are. Jesus comes to break the bonds, to break the chains, to dispel the lies of the enemy. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And in this chapter, chapter 4 of Lies That Kill, this particular lie is so powerful and so easily believed. And that is, if folks really knew the real me, they wouldn't love me. If people knew what I've done or what's been done to me, no one would ever love me. You know, I've heard many an alcoholic say, I drink so people will like me. They wouldn't like me. I can't socialize very well. The real me doesn't socialize. But when I get to drinking, I can socialize. And people like me better when I'm drinking. Now that's about as big a lie as anyone can believe. The truth is, the more you drink, the more like a weirdo you become. It's not like you at all. But you're trying to hide the real you. Why? Let me ask you, why? Why would you try to hide the one that God loves? Why would you try to hide the real you, the one that is precious and wonderful to the Lord Jesus? And he knows everything. There are no secrets in heaven. Oh, listen, you are what God says you are. You are what the Bible says you are. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're wonderful, full of wonder. The Hebrew word in the Old Testament, when God saw man and woman, when he created them, you know what it says? It said it was very good. The Hebrew means, wow, awesome. Look what I did. This is great. Man and woman are wonderful. Wonderful. I want you to know you are full of wonder. Jesus came to forgive you, not to condemn you. If you feel condemned today, it's not because of Jesus. It's because of the enemy. He is the accuser of the brethren. God's gift is righteousness. And we're going to talk about this in the next chapter, chapter 5, in more detail. But our righteousness is not about our good deeds or our bad deeds. Righteousness is a gift. Jesus did it for us. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness, here it is, the righteousness of God in him. It's not in you, it's not in me, it's in him. It's in our walk with him. It's in the life of Christ. It is in his life that we have our righteousness. We've talked about the inheritance that we have in Christ. Everything that God has given Jesus is ours, legally. Ours. We are joint heirs with Christ. Can you imagine? Would you just fathom that? Would you just dwell on that with me for just a moment? In Christ, in that bond, in that communion, in that covenant relationship, through the blood of Calvary, everything that God has given Jesus is yours. Victory over sin. Victory over death. Victory over Satan and his demons. Whatever you are facing, however powerful they might be, Jesus is greater. And you have the power in Jesus to conquer all things. He's greater. He's greater, greater than our fears, greater than our sorrows, greater than our pain, greater than our wounds. He's greater. He's greater. I want you to know, when Jesus walks into the room, every demon has to bow. I don't care how mean, I don't care how vicious or how long they have been in your family line. When Jesus shows up, they bow. He's greater. And that authority, that power is yours and mine in the Lord Jesus. We talked about this wonderful, wonderful story of the prodigal son that was given to us by Jesus himself, about how the Father's love never failed, never fails. Even though the prodigal went out and shamed the family name and wasted the family provision and came to a place where he would eat the stuff of pigs. And he came to his senses. If you are in a place today where you are eating the stuff of pigs, if you are at the table that the devil has set for pigs, and you know it, and you can't get out of it, I want you to know you can get out of it. The Bible says that the prodigal came to his senses. He began to start thinking right. You are not what your parents may have spoken over you. You are not what your brothers or sisters may have spoken over you. You are not what the enemy says you are. You are the Father's son. You are the Father's daughter. Come to your senses, just like the prodigal did. And he got up and he came and found his father waiting for him. And I promise you today that if you'll repent of your sin, I'm not talking about just being sorry for it. I'm talking about changing the way you're thinking. Get up from that pig pen and go back to the Father's house. Humble yourself. Don't just feel sorry. Do something about it. Turn from sin and turn to Christ. You will discover this day that the Father will meet you in the way and lavish his love upon you that has never changed. Never changed. Quit acting. We must stop acting like an orphan when we are children of God, joint heirs with Christ. Now, I want to encourage you. We want to play today a wonderful, wonderful CD that has been put out by some wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ, a ministry called FathersLoveLetter.com. Some years ago, our son's friend passed to us a written copy of what you're about to hear. And we began to share it with those who needed to know of the Father's love. And it was such a blessing. It was called the Father's Love Letter. Such a blessing. So transforming was this little letter. It's the Word of God. Every statement you will hear is what the Bible says. Subsequently, we have received a CD of this written form, now in audio form, called The Father's Love Letter. I want you to hear it with your heart. This CD can be acquired at fathersloveletter.com. That's fathersloveletter.com. These wonderful people have given me the privilege and authorized us to share it with you today. And I want you to know what you're about to hear can change your life. Would you receive it? I want to pray for us before we play this audio CD of the Father's Love Letter, that we might be willing to receive it in our hearts today. Would you join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have on The Invisible War to offer the eternal truths of heaven that have the power to set us free. Lord, we ask for your freedom. There are those today that are struggling, that have a hard time believing that they can be free. Help them understand this day that the freedom that is bought for them at Calvary is available if they would receive it in you today. Now, Lord, open up our hearts. May each word that we hear in the Father's love letter be received. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
The words you are about to experience are true. They will change your life if you let them. For they come from the very heart of God. He loves you. And He is the Father you have been looking for all your life. This is His love letter to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you. For you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father. And I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad. Almighty God.
I know you have been blessed, as I have been, to hear this wonderful, wonderful Word of God expressed through the Father's love letter. If you'd like to receive your copy, let me encourage you to go to fathersloveletter.com. That's fathersloveletter.com. Now I want us to pray together. As we close this time together, we want to ask the Lord to put a seal upon this time. That which we have heard would not be stolen, would not be twisted, but would continue to bear fruit in our hearts as God continues to use His Word in our lives. So, Lord Jesus, we thank You. We're grateful that You love us. We're grateful, Lord, that Your love never fails. We thank You that You were willing to be our Father and to adopt us into Thy family through the shed blood of Your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, I ask in Jesus' mighty name that the angels of heaven would take what we have heard today and minister it and minister it and minister it, Lord, that You might bring forth much fruit in and through our lives for the days that You give us. For Your glory alone, I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, if there's someone who's never trusted You as Savior, I lift up my friend to You, and I ask that You would give them the faith right now to trust You as their Savior and their Lord. Pray this prayer with me right where you are. Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that You love me because You died for me. I ask You to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive You as my Savior and my Lord. And for those who are saved, but you are not walking in the freedom of Christ, you are struggling with the chains of your sin, the guilt and shame of it all, would you just pray this prayer with me? Father, I thank You for Jesus and for my salvation through Him. He is the Savior, and I am the sinner. I am so grateful to be washed in His blood. And because You have forgiven me, I choose to forgive others. Everyone who has hurt me, lied to me, or disappointed me, I forgive. I repent of unforgiveness. I know it is sin. I forgive myself and apply Your great forgiveness to my life. I repent of anger, bitterness, hatred, rebellion, resentment, and revenge, of envy, jealousy, strife, doubt, unbelief, and skepticism, of lust, witchcraft, idolatry, and all the works of the flesh. I denounce the sins of my ancestors, and I totally separate myself from generational curse. I renounce all unholy vows, within or without, pledges, oaths, ceremonies, and I choose to be free from all permission of secret society's curse. I denounce all unholy soul ties and confess them as sin. For Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. He is my deliverer and my healer. He broke the power of all curses. I choose to be free, and I will be free. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, if you prayed with me today, would you let me know it? Would you call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886? That's 1-877-808-8886. I will receive your phone calls personally. You can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Thank you for the privilege of sharing this time with you. I'm so excited to announce that next week we have a wonderful, special program that you won't want to miss. My wife, Patty, is coming to share her journey, how the Lord has taken her into the freedom of Christ. We'll look forward next time as we share these wonderful truths of the freedom of Christ on the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.